Tonight, our last scripture reading comes from the Gospel of John. John chapter 1, I'll be reading verses 1 through 14 as a text for my Christmas message. It's on page number 1645 in your pew Bibles if you want to turn to it there with me. The Word of the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning the light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not receive him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testifies concerning him. He cries out, saying, "This is he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me.' From the fullness of his grace, we have all received one blessing after another. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only, who is at the Father's side, has made him known." One of my favorite family traditions at Christmas time is watching the classic Christmas movie, It's a Wonderful Life. In fact, I was just watching it this evening before coming over here. You remember that classic story starring Jimmy Stewart and Donna Reed? It's all about George Bailey, played by Jimmy Stewart. George, the husband, father, community leader, driven to despair due to an apparent economic disaster, business at Bailey's savings and loan. At George's lowest moment, he wishes aloud, "I wish I'd never been born," to the rookie angel Clarence. In order to alter George's perspective, Clarence miraculously arranges with God a rare glimpse of what might have been, what could have been or might have been had George never been born. What if George had never lived? "It's amazing," Clarence says, "how lives touch each other. One life, seemingly insignificant and small, makes a world of difference to all those that life touches. In the grand scheme of things, billions of people over thousands of years, we often ask the question about ourselves, do I really matter? Does what I do really make a difference? To have been or not to have been? That's a question. What if?" Well, let's bring it up to Christmas Eve. What if Jesus had never been born? What if Jesus had never lived? Now there's a question. Certainly, Jesus made a a huge difference to people like blind Bartimaeus receiving his sight, finally seeing. The Gerizim demoniac, cleansed and in his right mind, delivered and set free from spiritual demonic slavery. Or the 10 lepers, cleansed and healed by God's Jesus' right hand, now fully healed and restored to their families and to their society. One came to say thank you. Where were the others? Or Jesus made a huge difference in the life of the widow of Nain, who spent Christmas with her son after all, after Jesus raised him from the dead. Story after story in the scriptures of signs and wonders, miracles, things that Jesus did that made a huge difference in people's lives. Certainly, now, today, Jesus makes a great difference over the last 2,000 years. Hospitals built in his name, medical missions worldwide, college and universities founded, such as Harvard and Yale and Princeton, originally founded in Jesus' name to train ministers of the gospel. The hungry are fed, the homeless are sheltered, the needy clothed, and it goes on and on and on. Among the hundreds and thousands of things that wouldn't be, I want to focus on just three things from this passage tonight. What if Jesus had never been born? What if Jesus had never been born? There would be no Christmas. There would be no Christmas carols. I love to sing. I love singing Christmas carols. I used to love going caroling around the town with all of the families in our communities that we lived in. It was always a Christmas highlight. Cantatas bring joy to all those who come to hear people singing, receive joy, and people hearing the singing receive joy. Music also expresses our joy in carol singing. Singing is an outlet for our feeling joy. I remember not being able to sing hymns and songs during the beginning of COVID. That was definitely a downer for me. When you hear me singing, know that I'm full of Jesus' joy. When I stop singing, start praying for me. Jesus is the most profound reason for joy in living, then and now. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let heaven and nature sing. Rejoice with exceeding great joy. Christmas and joy go together. What does Jesus' birthday have to do with joy? The angels sang to the shepherds and said, I bring you good news of great joy. The birth of Jesus reminds us that God loves us, each and every one of us, for God so loved the world. Joy. The gift of the Savior reminds us that God is with us. Emmanuel. Joy. The coming of the Messiah reminds us that God has a plan and that God is in control. Sovereign joy. This Christmas, pray for those who are struggling to find Jesus' joy in this season. Pray for those who are lonely and depressed. Share that God is with them. Pray for those who are outcast and oppressed. Share that God has come to save them. Pray for those grieving and sad. Share that God has come to give them everlasting life and joy. Pray for those hurting, even despairing. Share the hope of a bright future, even heaven. and find Jesus' joy. What a difference Jesus makes. If Jesus had never been born, we would be joyless. What if Jesus had never been born? There would be no Christmas. There would be no Christmas trees. Where would Hallmark movies be without the lighting of Christmas trees? Right? Our beloved Christmas tradition of trimming Christmas trees dates back to the mid-16th century. Martin Luther's Germany, where he brought out the Tannenbaum, the Christmas tree. Evergreen trees, a symbol of everlasting life. The tree of life in the Bible. Going back to the beginning in the Garden of Eden, the tree of life, all the way through to Revelation. The tree of life. Lights and ornaments symbolize the gifts of the Holy Spirit, signs of life and vitality. Life. If Jesus was never born, we would have no eternal life. We would struggle to have abundant life. We would cry out for a Savior. And we would find one. You see, we would all be under the curse of sin's penalty without the promise of eternal life. All who have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Includes all of us. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ our Lord. Our Christmas trees are but physical reminders of deep spiritual realities. All evergreens, wreaths and Advent wreaths and so forth, trees point to the possibility of everlasting life. As I said, the Bible is full of the tree of life. The real tree of life was the cross of Calvary, a tree upon which Christ died. On the cross, Christ took our sin, our guilt, our shame. He took our death upon himself, nailed to the cross. Clearly, Christ was born, destined to die. To save us from our sin and Satan's power. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. What if there was no Christmas? Christ had never been born. There would be no Christmas singing, joy. There would be no Christmas trees, life. What if Christ had never been born? There would be no Christmas. No Christmas lights. Christmas lights are a fun, favorite family tradition. We just love to put candles in the windows and variety of colors of lights around our houses and in our trees. I just love to go with the family. Even yet today, as the kids are grown, we take our grandkids out, we drive around the neighborhoods and look at Christmas lights and go, ooh, ah, oh, right? It's kind of like fireworks, 4th of July, but later. Anyhow. You don't have to be Clark Griswold to have, well, 25,000 lights. You had to be Clark Griswold. But anyhow, Christmas lights are but a dim reminder of Jesus, the light of the world, who came into the world. All of our little lights are a glimpse and glimmer of a true eternal light. The prophet Isaiah foretold it, as I read, nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who were in darkness. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. The prophet foretold it. The apostle John retold it. As I read, in him is life, and that life is the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness concerning the light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only to bear witness to the light, the true light that gives light to every man, was coming into the world. Later, the end of his life, the Apostle John foresaw it again. When he saw the holy city, I did not see a temple in the city, because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of the Lord gives light, and the Lamb is its lamp. The nations will walk in its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their splendor into it. On no day will its gates be shut, and there will be no night there. What a great hope that we have. Light symbolizes hope, hope of eternal life and of heaven. Families grieving the loss of loved ones this Christmas need our prayers. I think of all kinds of families in our church family, the Beavers, the Turners, the Bakers, the Penrods, the Kettles, the Gilmores, the Thus family, the Oliveras, the Pattons. I could go on. I hope I didn't miss anybody specifically. Yet, even in the midst of deep grief, we have a great hope. Even in the valley of the shadow of death, we have a great hope. Christ was born to bring us salvation. Christ died to deliver us from sin and guilt. And Christ arose to give us life and hope, the hope of glory and everlasting life. If Jesus hadn't been born, died and arose, we would be hopeless. But we are not hopeless. We have a great hope. Jesus is our only hope. But what a great hope he gives for all who will believe in him. This Christmas, may the wonderful songs of the season bring joy to your heart and fill you with exceeding great joy. May the everlasting trees, the ever-living trees, become the tree of life to you, to bring assurance of eternal life through our Savior Jesus. And may the flickering glimmer of candlelight grow into a powerful and profound light of hope in Christ Jesus. What if? He was born in an obscure village. He worked in a carpenter shop until he was 30. He then became an itinerant preacher. He never held an office. He never had a family or owned a house. He didn't go to college. He had no credentials but himself. Over 20 centuries have come and gone. And today he is still the central figure of the human race. All the armies that ever marched, all the navies that ever sailed, all the parliaments that have ever sat, all the kings that have ever reigned have not affected the life of man on this earth as much as that one solitary life. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, come and bring us joy as you come to live in our hearts, to enliven us, to bring life abundant, eternal life to us. And may that hope, that great hope of eternity, produce love and joy, peace and hope in your Holy Spirit. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.